News in brief at Press TV, a new wave of violence kills nearly 30 people across Iraq. In the deadliest incident, 16 people were killed in two separate blasts in the northern part of the country. Elsewhere, five were killed in explosions south of the capital, Baghdad. Gunmen also killed a police officer in an attack on a checkpoint in Salahuddin province. Israel is set to close an important mosque in the occupied Palestinian territories. Tel Aviv says no Palestinian Muslim will be allowed in the Ibrahimi Mosque of the city of Al-Khalil. Now, the closure will coincide with Laylatul Qadr, or the Night of Power, the most important night of the holy month of Ramadan. In Egypt, supporters and opponents of ousted President Mohamed Morsi have clashed in the capital, Cairo. At least one person has been killed in the violence. The Muslim Brotherhood, however, has put the death toll at two. They say police opened fire and used live ammunition on Morsi supporters. Pakistanis staged fresh street rallies to condemn the shelling of the shrine of Sayyidah Zainab, the granddaughter of Prophet Muhammad, in Syria. Now, the protest rally was held in the port city of Karachi. Foreign-backed Takfiri militants fired mortar shells at the holy shrine near Damascus last week. Bulgarian police clashed with protesters outside of the parliament. The protesters have been calling for the resignation of the socialist-led government. They prevented lawmakers from entering the building. The government's decision to nominate a powerful media magnate as the country's security chief sparked the protests. The birth of Britain's new royal baby continues to attract media attention. This as opponents of the British monarchy say the coverage is superficial and disproportionate. Many are wondering and questioning why the thousands of children who are suffering from hunger around the world do not make the headlines. And the operator of Japan's Fukushima nuclear reactors has admitted that the plant is leaking highly radioactive groundwater into the Pacific Ocean. This is the first acknowledgement of a radioactive leak at the plant since an earthquake and tsunami in March 2011. Official data show the level of potentially cancer-causing substances has increased. A new report shows just nearly one out of four Greek civil servants and pensioners have declared an annual income that put them below the poverty line in 2012. Official estimates put the poverty line in Greece at nearly $9,500 for a one-person household.